Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
Hello to Pastor Dan and Tinny. We love you guys, and hopefully one day we will be able to be with you in person. You know, today I'm going to be talking about a message. It's my life message called No Weapon. It's a message that has helped me through so much of my life, and I pray that it will help you too. It comes from Isaiah 54, verse 14 to 17, a great chapter in the book of Isaiah. It goes like this. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness comes from me. There is so much revelation in this passage, especially in this season that we are in with the coronavirus and the fear that is going around. We really need to learn and know the Word of God so that we can thrive in this season, not just survive. The first point I want to talk about is weapons will be formed against you. When you give your heart to the Lord, roses don't just suddenly appear. Your life just suddenly happens to be amazing. That guy you always liked suddenly starts liking you. That promotion you always wanted just starts to happen. You know, there's peace with your family. No. All hell usually breaks loose when you first give your heart to the Lord, because weapons are formed. In John 10:10, it says that the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. He's out to steal your inheritance with God. He's out to destroy your destiny, and he's out to kill your life. And if we don't know the Word of God and we don't know how to protect ourselves, we too can be swept away. You know, there was a whole nation that missed out on a promised land because they let two weapons formed against them prosper. These two weapons I've seen in so many places and people, and even myself, have struggled with these two weapons that the enemy uses. They are fear and unbelief. Fear and unbelief. So these 12 spies, they go to this new land. God had promised this land. He had prophesied to them that this is the land that he was giving them. They go there, they check it out, and guess who comes back with them with the people? Fear and unbelief. And they start telling the nation, no, we can't do this. It's too scary. I mean, these guys had just been rescued from the Egyptians. They had just walked through a Red Sea. They had seen incredible miracles. And yet, they were afraid to go after the promised land. What promises are you believing for that you are allowing fear and unbelief to rob you of the promises of God? These are his best weapons. He'll send fear through a spirit, through people, through circumstances. Words will be spoken over us that will cripple us, bind us, stop us from stepping out to live a victorious life. I have so many funny stories about when people have said things to me and it's totally robbed my confidence. You know, one time I was getting ready to do a TV interview. We were doing a women's conference in Malaysia, and I had spent time doing my hair, and I was super excited about this television interview I was doing. It was the first time in history that a Christian church was going on television to talk about this women's conference, because we were promoting anti-human trafficking. And that morning, as I was getting ready, you know, my phone beeped. And you know when the phone beeps and you have that feeling like, don't check it? Yeah, we should listen to that. Well, I didn't. And I picked it up, and there was an email from a nice person who was just trying to be nice, and they just said something like, oh, I hope in this interview, you know, that the bad guys aren't watching you, and they'll be seeing what you're doing. As soon as they said that, fear and unbelief entered into my bathroom where I was doing my hair, and I started crying and sobbing, and I fell to the floor, and I was just so overwhelmed with fear and intimidation. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm in Malaysia, in a Muslim country, about to go on national television. I am crazy. This is so stupid. I'm putting my family's life in danger. And I was just having a bit of an emotional meltdown, and my husband came in and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm gonna die. I can't do this. And he's like, yes, you can. Why are you listening to the enemy? And as he was doing this, my 2-year-old son at the time was watching this whole thing. And he was listening to me, and he went over to the bathtub and turned on the water and started filling up a jug. And I didn't notice because I was on the floor weeping and having this meltdown. And my husband's trying to talk to me. And then the next minute, I felt water go all over me. My son literally poured a whole bucket of water over my head. I don't know why. I think the enemy was like, go, get some water. Pour it over mommy. I have no idea. But at that moment, I was like, oh, no, I really can't go to the interview. My hair is a mess. But my husband, who's so amazing, said, get up now. Dry the front of your hair. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can do this. Fear and unbelief, get out of our house right now. And immediately the power of God hit me. Strength came back to me. I was able to do the interview. And even though I was sobbing wet in the back, I was able to get through that. Fear is faith in reverse. It's believing for the worst. Have you ever believed the worst about something and you didn't even know all the facts? You didn't even know the whole story. You know, we can lose years off our life, stress, lines on our face because we're so stressed about something that may not even be true. Unbelief stops us from believing the promises of God. We'll think, oh, they got healed. Oh, that's for them. Oh, God provided for them. Oh, that's just for them. That's not just for me. We don't understand that God, too, has something for us. Is fear or unbelief stopping you? Number two, weapons will be formed against you, but they shall not prosper. That's what the Word of God says. If you believe and claim the Word of God over your life, the weapon will not prosper. It does not succeed. It will fail. Declaring the Word of God will enable you to break free, protect you from the weapons prospering. Psalm 23:4 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Fear not, that phrase is said so many times, hundreds and hundreds of times in the Bible. Even in Isaiah 54:14, it says, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. You know, in this season, with coronavirus and the fear of being able to get, I've been declaring that over my household, that it will not come near me. I've been declaring it over my church, that no one in our church would be impacted by it, be far from our homes. I have a poster in my house. It says, fear not. And it has all the verses around it that say, fear not. And every time I feel a little fearful, I just look at that poster and I'm reminded of the Word of God. It doesn't matter what weapon is being formed, it cannot succeed. Now, lastly, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. If you are in the family of the Lord, it's your inheritance to claim. You are qualified. He will protect you. The definition of heritage is something that is reserved for a particular person. So this has been reserved for you. Your inheritance in God will enable you to do the impossible, but you have to be under God's covering to be protected in the family. Galatians 5:19-21 says, the acts of the flesh are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. We need to be in God's family. We need to be abiding by God's rules, by His guidelines, to be able to be covered and protected. It's kind of like this. You know, if it was raining in Queensland, you know, right now, and there was a big storm, like I know you have huge storms in Queensland, and the wind was howling and everything like that, and you saw somebody walking down the street and they were holding an umbrella, but they were just going like this and they were getting, you know, blown away with the rain and the wind, you would think that person's crazy, and they would say, why doesn't the person get under cover under the protection of the umbrella? This umbrella, it serves us, it protects us from the sun, from the rain, from the wind, from the snow. We have to get under it in order to be protected. So it is in with God. We need to get under His authority. It's no point trying to use the word of God and say, God, protect me of my finances, but you don't tithe. Your finances are not undercover with God. Or how about your husband or your wife, and you're praying about your marriage, you've got issues and problems going on in your marriage, you're like, God, please do something about my marriage. But then you're backstabbing your spouse, you're not listening to them, you're not agreeing with them. You're like this with your marriage. You're like putting an umbrella out there and letting the attacks of the enemy come on you. You need to come under cover in order to be protected, submitted under the lordship of Christ. You know, one time I was cooking dinner many, many years ago in my house in Malaysia. And as I was cooking dinner, I heard the voice of the enemy say to me, how are you going to be becoming a widow? I was like, what? So I just ignored that and just kept cooking as I do with the enemy. We just got to learn to ignore him. However, later that night, my son and I were in my bed and my husband had gone to the airport to pick someone up. And as I'm lying in my bed, suddenly my son starts to cry uncontrollably, and I start to feel this absolute fear come into the room. It was so strong that I could barely breathe. Now, I had a choice. I could, I'm going, oh God, put the lights on, get under the covers, and start stressing. Or I could have called a friend or called someone and start complaining to them about my life and how I feel fearful. But no, I got out of my bed and I began to speak in the language of the Holy Spirit. See, I didn't know why I was fearful. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that I had to pray. So I began to pace back and forth in my room, started declaring, no weapon formed against my family shall prosper. No weapon formed against any of our staff members will prosper. No weapon formed against our team will prosper. No weapon formed against Kingdom City. And I began to go through all these things and speak the language of the Holy Spirit, because that helps you know what to pray when you don't know what to pray. And as I did that, peace began to come into my heart, into the room, and I was able to go back to sleep. But before I just about fell asleep, my phone rings and I answer it, and it's my husband, and he's like, I'm like, what happened? He goes, you won't believe what just happened. He was driving on a highway and he hit this little car, and as he hit the car spun around heaps and heaps of times and then smashed into this concrete block that they had, like these concrete dividers, and it completely crushed. And our car kind of veered off into the side of the ditch. And as my husband sat there, he thought, oh my God, I've just killed somebody. And he sat there, and then as he was looking, because he was so stunned and shocked, this little tiny Chinese man, he climbed out of the window that was just a little bit open, and he had these roses, they were all bruised, and he went, hey, what are you doing, man? I'm on the way to the airport to propose to my girlfriend. And my husband was like, oh my gosh, he's alive. Ran over and hugged him. And they looked, he had no scratch on him, no bruise on him. And even though the car was completely destroyed, he was okay. My husband was okay. And our car was only a little damaged. When he told me this story, I was like, oh my goodness. When we got off the phone, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, see, weapons will be formed, but they will not prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, we got to teach this to our kids. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, it says, these commands that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit at home and you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. It's really important that we teach our children the Word of God on how to deal with being fearful. You know, we teach our children at Kingdom City, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that when they have a bad dream, they just need to yell it out in the name of Jesus and that fear will go. I know my sons, that was one of the first verses I ever taught them was no weapon. In fact, my son, when he was 5, we were at a shopping mall and he was playing in the playground, and he used to love Superman. He was obsessed with Superman, and this kid comes up to him who was 10 and Zeke was about 5, and he looked at Zeke and he pushes him on the ground and says, you know, Superman sucks, and then runs away because Zeke was wearing a Superman t-shirt. I was really mad when I saw that. I thought, oh, I'm about to get into that playground and tell that kid. And I felt the Lord say, no, you just stay, hold off right now. And I was like, what? So I just held back, and Zeke got up and began to play again. And then this kid came up again, pushed him over again and said, Superman sucks. I'm like, where is this mother of this child? I looked over. There's a group of women. They're all laughing, drinking coffee. I was like, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to say something. And again, I hear the Lord go, no, you are to keep quiet. Just watch what I'm about to do. So I just stayed where I was, but I was fuming. Third time around, kid comes up to Zeke and says, Superman. And before he could even finish it, Zeke goes, stop! No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Well, this little kid went, and ran away scared. Zeke was so shocked. He's like, Mommy! Mommy, it works. It really works. I was on the side of the playground going, oh my gosh. And he came running over to me. He's like, this is amazing. And as we were leaving, the kid come, that same kid ran up to us again. And Zeke just turned around and said, I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And the kid goes, and ran away. I mean, it's amazing. You got to teach your kids how to stand up against the spirit of intimidation that's out to rob their confidence. You know, you talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. We should be talking about the Word of God. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. I highly encourage you to put the Word of God all over your house to remind you, to declare the power that is in it. I was reading this verse one day and I got this idea because I struggled with fear. And I thought, what can I do to remind myself that no weapon formed against me shall prosper? Because I could have a great time with the Lord in the morning. You know, we could just be soaking it up. And then as soon as I walk out the door, it's like the enemy has these little Cupid demons that are like, pew, 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 and they're sending arrows my way into my mind. And then the last thing I'm thinking about is the Word of God, and I'm suddenly fearful about something. I need something to remind me. And when I read that verse, I thought, tie them as symbols on your hands. So I got this idea that we would make these bands, mainly just for me and my fear issue, but you know, it's helped so many people. And we would put the word no weapon on these bands. And we could wear them. So I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put no weapon on this band. And I'm going to go and it's going to remind me when I feel fearful. All I got to do is look down at my hand, see the Word of God, and be able to declare it. So these bands you can buy on our online store. People have bought them and put them on their children's water bottles. So when their children go to school and they get bullied, they can look at their water bottle and the Word of God is staring at them. People have used them as keychains. They put all their keys around them as well. We have different colors. The orange one is kids' sizes, and so you can use them, or if you like gray and rose gold, we've got that. I'm wearing the white and the gold one. There are different sizes. You can put them on your mug as well for work, so it's there staring at you wherever you go. You can get that on our online store. You can just go to kingdomcity.com and you will find a click for our online store. So we've been selling these for the last few years, and the stories that have come through. We had this one girl, she was wearing one, and she was in one of our churches, and she'd just been to church, and she was walking home, and she was holding her bag like this, with her band like that, and these robbers drove up in a motorbike and went to grab her bag. And as they're pulling the bag, she looks down, she sees her band, and she yells, "No weapon!" The robbers scream, "Let go," and drive off. I mean, how good is that? We had another guy who was so intimidated of his boss. He put the no weapon band on his mirror in the car. And every morning when he got in, it was staring at him all the way to work. He was reminded about no weapon formed against him shall prosper. His whole mannerism changed in his workplace, and he ended up getting promoted because he was coming from a position of power, not intimidation anymore. We've had kids who've had nightmares, and we've taught them how to declare no weapon when they feel afraid in the night. And parents have thanked me because they've heard their child yell it out, and then they've heard complete silence as the child has gone back to sleep. We have our teenagers who were cutting themselves, and we gave them these no weapon bands. So every time they went to cut themselves, they couldn't, because the word of God was being declared on their wrist. And we had a girl in New Zealand. She was a teenager. Her mother got very sick and ended up in hospital. The doctor said she would die. This little girl had been to a conference. She had gotten a no weapon ban. She went in and she put this on her mother's wrist, and she began to declare, no weapon formed against my mom shall prosper. No weapon formed against her health shall prosper. She will live in Jesus' name. And day by day, this mother that they said was going to die ended up living. Then they said she wasn't able to walk. Then she began to walk. The doctors actually pulled this little girl in and said, what is this no weapon thing? We see that you say it over your mother all the time. And the little girl was able to witness to the nurses and doctors about the power of the word of God. We had somebody in our church in Perth who was in a car accident, and it made the news, and they actually called it a miraculous testimony in the news. They actually said it was a miracle that this man survived. One of our pastors saw the news. He rang me. He said, you've got to watch this story. And as I turned it on, this man is standing there. He's lying in his hospital bed. The car was completely crushed. There's no way he could have lived. What was around his wrist? No weapon. Even in his darkest hour, when he crashed his car, he was being protected, and he was lying there in the hospital, and he had his no weapon band on. He had been wearing it. He was driving in his car, and he crashed, and there was no way. And I think he left the hospital with just a sprained ankle. I mean, he should have been in the hospital if he had survived, if you'd seen the car. But he declared the word of God. You know, we need to be a people that are not afraid to not be intimidated, especially at this time with what is going on in the world, to rely on the word of God. And I know some of you listening today that you might be going through some stuff and you just need someone to pray over you. I know that there have been times in my life that even though I live this message, I still need somebody to just come alongside me and just declare over me. So I just want to pray over anybody now who have felt like you've had weapons formed against your kids or your health or resources or whatever it is. I just want to pray over you right now that those weapons will not prosper. Let's pray. Father God, I pray for everybody right now who's feeling intimidated, who's feeling scared, who's feeling anxious, Lord God. We just declare, no weapon formed against their kids shall prosper. No weapon formed against their health shall prosper. No weapon formed against the peace, Father God, that fear and unbelief that has ruled their household, we declare it broken in Jesus' name. God, we pray that weapons that have been formed against people's inheritance, that it will not prosper, that you will move, that you will give, that you will change things, God. Weapons formed against resources, Lord God, we declare it will not prosper, Lord, that you will turn things around. Weapons being formed against people's lives, suicide and self-harm, we declare that broken now in Jesus' name. Weapons formed against people's souls, depression and anxiety, we declare that broken in Jesus' name. And weapons formed against couples that have stopped that they cannot conceive, Lord God, that they are barren, we come against that in the name of Jesus, and we declare healing in Jesus' name, that they will have the desires of their heart of children. Lord, we thank you for your word of God. We thank you for Forward Church. I just declare no weapon formed against Forward Church will prosper, that the plans and purposes you have for this house will come to pass. Lord, we thank you. Bless them in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 Well, bless you, Forward Church. We hope.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.